50 years ago this month, Rurukaraitiana's Blue Smoke became New Zealand's first fully homegrown hit record. And there's something about it that still makes me pause. A delicate, perhaps even quintessentially Kiwi blend of cheesiness and melancholy that's ultimately rather touching. Karaitiana wrote the song 8 years before, while in transit on the troop ship Aquitania with other members of the 28th Māori Battalion, including my father. Among much else, Dad not only learned a new song, but developed a lifelong taste for cigarettes. Now, my father is dead, and the only blue smoke drifting by that makes me deeply sigh is the memory of my own last cigarette. 13 days, 17 and a quarter hours, more or less, have passed, and I only want to kick the neighbour's cat. The better half, who quit the demon weed in solidarity, claims I haven't been whinging much more than usual, but he's nice enough to lie. Now, don't believe the hype about giving up smoking doing wonders for your health. If that's true, I'm not feeling it and probably won't until I stop hacking up black phlegm. But it certainly is a rich source of psychological insight. You find out that after 5 years at boarding school, a postcard of a diseased lung, thanks quitline, isn't going to step on your appetite. Rice cakes are really, really yummy with a half-inch coat of peanut butter. Everything's really yummy with a half-inch coat of peanut butter. Standing outside in gale-force winds loses its enchantment when you're not getting high. I've even a newfound sense of empathy with the elderly since I totted out of the pharmacy with 8 weeks' worth of taxpayer-funded nicotine patches and gum. Cheap taxpayer-subsidised drugs. Score. The danger is not relapsing into the fragrant den of vice, not even noticing with your newly acute sense of smell that everything smells of feet except your feet, which smell like baby's bum. Instead, fear turning into that most noxious of social pests, the evangelical born-again ex-smoker. All stagey coughs, fanning themselves like geishas with advanced Parkinson's while whining, "Don't give me your cancer." The dirty little secret about any drug is that people take them because, at least initially, they feel fantastic and being a nagging scold is counterproductive. And stopping smoking isn't exactly a qualification for sainthood. Much more effective is the elegantly noir song stylings of Peggy Lee, where a woman may leave her man and her wedding ring on the nightstand, but all the same, she'll leave with this piece of wise advice.
Remember.